AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Vice President Kamala Harris is in isolation after being diagnosed with the coronavirus. She says she isn't suffering any symptoms. Harris has had both the two-shot vaccine and two boosters. White House coronavirus coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says her diagnosis can be seen as a landmark in the pandemic. It comes at a time that infections are up, but other crucial statistics remain low.
One hand, we know that BA2, the subvariant of Omicron, has become dominant. Cases are rising across the country. But hospitalizations are at the lowest level of the pandemic, right? And deaths are continuing to fall. We're down to about 300 deaths a day. Still too many, still too high, but doing so much better than we have throughout much of this pandemic.
The Biden administration stepping up the availability of the life-saving COVID-19 antiviral treatment, Paxlovid, seeking to reassure doctors there is ample supply for people at high risk of severe illness or death from the virus. The drug will also be distributed directly to pharmacies. The Senate is working on additional pandemic funding, which is tied up by the Republicans, who are demanding a continuation of Title 42, a CDC pandemic order from the Trump administration that prevents asylum seekers from crossing the border with Mexico. A number of Republican state attorneys general have also brought the fight to the Supreme Court. Missouri AG Eric Schmidt claims the administration is wrong to end what the former president called remain in Mexico.
Missouri is a proxy for all the other states that are impacted by the crisis we have at the border, a man-made crisis created by Joe Biden, who reflexively on day one tried to undo all of the successes under President Trump.
The Biden administration's plan includes increasing the number of agents from Customs and Border Protection and other federal agencies, expanding detention facilities, and using expedited removal. This is AP News. There's been a bit of a drop in consumer confidence. AP correspondent Julie Walker with more.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index, which takes into account consumers' assessment of current conditions and their outlook for the future, edged down to 107.3 in April from 107.6 in March. The Business Research Group's Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor conditions, also dipped modestly this month. The expectations index ticked up in April. Concerns about inflation retreated from an all-time high in March, but remain elevated. I'm Julie Walker.
Drops on Wall Street. NASDAQ taking its biggest fall in nearly 2 years, dropping 4% of value, 514 points. It's also off 20% for the year. Some of the biggest losers, Microsoft and Google's parent company, Alphabet. The Dow lost 2.4%, sliding 809 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.